Next is a class on the Sri Ishapanishad, mantra number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May of 1970 in Los Angeles.
It is also wrong to consider that simply by becoming a vegetarian, one can save himself from transgressing the laws of nature. Vegetables also have life. One life is meant to feed another living being, and that is the law of nature. One should not be proud of being a strict vegetarian. The point is to recognize the Supreme Lord. The animals have no developed consciousness to recognize the Lord, but a human being...
That is the main part. Just like there are the Buddhists, they are also vegetarian, according to Buddhist principle. Nowadays everything has deteriorated. But Lord Buddha's propaganda was to make the rascals at least to stop animal killing. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. Lord Buddha's appearance is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and many Vedic literatures. Through the Bhishma, he came to cheat the demons. The demons, he made such a policy that the demons were cheated. How he was cheated? The demons, they are against God. They don't believe in God. So Lord Buddha propagated, yes, there is no God. But what I say, you follow. Yes, sir. But he is God. This is cheating. Yes. They do not believe in God, but they believe in Buddha, and Buddha is God. Keshavadhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadishare. So that is the difference between a demon and a devotee. They do not believe in God, but they believe in Buddha, and Buddha is God. Keshavadhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadishare. So that is the difference between a demon and a devotee. A devotee sees that how Krishna, Keshava is cheating these rascals. The devotee can understand. But the demons, they think, so we have got a nice leader, he does not believe in God. Is it? Sanmohaya Sruta Visham. The exact Sanskrit word he stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you have seen, those who have read. Sanmohaya for beer learning. Sruta Visham. Sruta Visham means persons who are envious of the Vaishnavas. The atheist class demons, they are always envious of the devotees. That is the law of nature. You see, this father, father became an enemy of a 5-year-old son. What was his fault? He was a devotee. That's innocent boy, simply he was, I want to say, attracted, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. The father himself became a staunch enemy, killed this boy. So if a father can become enemy, what to speak of others? So you should always expect that as soon as you become a devotee, the whole world becomes your enemy. That's all. But you have to deal with them because you are appointed servants of God. Your mission is to enlighten them. So you cannot be just like Lord Nityananda. He was injured, but still he delivered Jagai Maharaj. That should be your principle. Sometimes we have to cheat, sometimes we have to be injured. So many things. The only device is how people can become Krishna conscious. That is our mission. Somewhere or other, these rascals should be converted to Krishna conscious. Either this or that. So Lord Buddha, he cheated the demon. Why he cheated? Sadaya ridaya darisita pasu ghatam. He was very compassionate. God is always sympathetic to all living entities because everyone is his son. So these rascals were killing unrestrictedly, simply animal killing. And if you say, oh, why you are animal killing? They will immediately say, oh, it is. And the Vedas, there is Pasava, Badhaya, Srishtya. The animal killing is there in the Vedas. But what's the purpose? That is to test the Vedic mantra. A animal will be put into the fire and by Vedic mantra he will be rejuvenated. That is sacrifice, animal sacrifice. Not that for eating purpose. Therefore, in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forbidden any kind of yoga because there is no, expert, a Brahmin, who can chant the mantras and make experiment of the Vedic mantras that here is coming out. That is before performing yoga, how the mantra is potent, that was tested by sacrificing animal and again giving life. Then it is to be understood that the priest who are chanting that mantra, that is right. That was a test, not for animal killing. But these rascals, for eating animals, they cited here there is animal killing. And just like in Calcutta, you had been in Calcutta, and there is a street, College Street. Now it is differently named. I think it is named Vidhan Rai, just like. Anyway, so there are some slaughterhouses. So slaughterhouses means the Hindus, they do not purchase meat from Muslims' shop. That is impure. The same thing, stool this side and that side. They are eating meat and Hindu shop is pure, Muslim shop is impure. These are mental concoctions. Religion is going on like this, therefore they are fighting. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. Nobody knows religion. You see? They have given up religion, these rascals. There is no religion. The real religion is this, Krishna consciousness, which teaches how to love God. That's all. That is religion. Any religion, it doesn't matter whether Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, if you are developing love of God, then you are perfect in your religion. Rather, you are rascal, your religion is nonsense. That is the test. Savai purusa paro dharma, jato bhakti adhokhaje. Ap ahaito kya pratihata, jaya atma asa prasidhati. This is Bhagavad religion. That is first class religion. What is that? Jato, by executing the religious principles, if you develop your love for the Supreme, who is beyond expression of your words and beyond the activities of your mind, adhokhaja. This very word is used, adhokhaja, where your material senses cannot approach. And what kind of that love? Ahoi tuki, without any cause. oh love, I love you, God, because you supplying me so many nice things. You are order supply. No, not that sort of love. Without any exchange, that is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whatever you do, aslisva padavatam sinastama, either you trample me under your feet or you embrace me, whatever you like, you make me broken-hearted by not seeing you. That doesn't matter. Still you are my worshipable Lord. Yeah, that is love. From God's side, he may do whatever he likes. I don't want anything for in exchange. That is love. That sort of love Krishna wants.
Next is a class on the Sri Ishopanishad, mantra number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May of 1970 in Los Angeles.
In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord directly states that He accepts vegetable foodstuffs from the hand of a pure devotee. Therefore, a human being should not only become a strict vegetarian, but he should also become a devotee of the Lord and offer to the Lord all his food, and only then partake of the prasadam, or mercy, of God. Such a devotee can properly discharge the duty of human life. Those who do not do so are eating only sins, and thus will be subjected to the different types of distress which are the result of the various sins.
Yeah, this is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. Jagyasishtasino-santa-muchyante-karo-sarva-kilmise. Our this conditioned life is so situated that in every step we are committing some sins. In every step, without knowing, ignorance, because we are born ignorant. The Bhagavad says, parābhavastāvat abodha-jāta means every living entity is born fool. Therefore, there are so many educational institutions. If the man born, maybe in very high family or in high nation, but he is a fool. Otherwise, what is the necessity of so many educational institutions? It is a fact. So, that foolishness, when it is come to light, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parābhavastāvad-avodha-jāta-jāvanna-jigyā-satayātma-tatyam. This foolishness will continue so long as he does not come to the platform of understanding, self-realization. Otherwise, all these universities and institutions for imparting knowledge, they are continuation of that same ignorance and foolishness. Unless one comes to the point of understanding what I am, what is God, what is this world, what is my relationship, unless these questions come into one's heart and there is no proper answer, he continues to be foolish, like animals, and is subjected to different species of life, transmigration from one body to another. This is ignorance. So this is a very risky civilization. I may feel very comfortable that I am a spiritual master, or you may think very comfortable, I am born of a very rich nation, America. But this status of my life is temporary. I will have to change. I will have to change. So if I do not change for the better, then my life is very risky. Suppose a healthy man, if he is in the society of contamination, is it not his life is very risky? He may be contaminated and infected by disease any moment. So, this ignorance should be dissipated. Here it is said that such a devotee can properly discharge the duty of human life. Those who do not do so are eating only sins. Bhunjanti te aghanga papam je pachanti atmakaranat. Anyone who is cooking for himself, the difference between of cooking here in this temple and in ordinary house is that in ordinary house they are cooking sins. The cooking, it appears that the same. These people are also cooking. But this cooking and that cooking is different. Here there is no sin. Because it is being cooked for Krishna. Jagyat. Jagyat. Karma. Annatra. Beyond this field of activities, Krishna consciousness, everything you are doing, pious or impious, you are become implicated with the laws of nature. Generally, you are being implicated in sinful activities, generally. And those who are little more cautious, they avoid sinful activities, they act pious activities. But even there is pious activities, he is implicated. This I have explained several times, that if a man is pious, he has to take his birth in rich family, Janmai Sadhyasudhin, a very aristocratic family, rich family. He may become next life very learned, scholar, very beautiful. These are the results of pious activities. But pious or impious, you have to enter into the womb of some mother. That tribulation is very severe, that you have forgot. That you have forgot. Either you take birth in a very rich family, aristocratic family, or you take birth in the animal womb. So the pangs of birth, death, disease and old age will continue. So Krishna consciousness movement means to make a solution of these four things, birth, death, old age and disease. So if we act sinfully and if we eat sinfully, then this life of birth, death, old age will continue. Otherwise, you can make a solution and as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sattadeham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaunteya. After leaving this body, Sattadeham punarjanmanaiti. He does not take birth again in this material world. Then where does he go? He's finished? Just like void is? No. Mameti. He comes to me. Mameti. He comes to me. And what is the benefit of going there? To you? Mam upetta kauntiya dukkhalayam asasutam napnivanti mahatmana saṃsiddhim paramāmgatha. To come back to me, that is the highest perfection of life. He does not come to this miserable world. So, we should be careful not to eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, prasadam. That should be determinant. We cannot purchase things from the market and eat. No, that is not possible. We cannot eat. We can simply eat such things which are offered in the, to the deity, Krishna. That is, jagyasistasina. Even if we have committed some sins, by eating this prasadam, we counteract it. Mucchante sarva kilmise. Jagya asishta. Asishta means the remnants of foodstuff. After offering jagga, if one eats, then mucchante sarva kilmise. Because our life is sinful, so we become freed from the sinful activities. How it is? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The ahantang sarva papi bhamakhaishya. If you surrender unto me, then I will give you protection from all sinful reactions. So If you make it a vow that I shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, that means it is a surrender. You surrender to Krishna, my dear Lord, I shall not eat anything which is not offered to you. That's vow. That vow is surrender. And because there is surrender, you are protected from the sinful reaction. All right.
Therefore, in order to save themselves, both must follow the instruction of Sri Upanishad and thus bring peace to the world. Next paragraph. Human beings are not meant for foreigners like cats and dogs. They must be intelligent enough to realize the importance of human life and to realize the aim of human life. The Vedic literature is meant for humanity and not for the cats and dogs. Cats and dogs can kill other animals for food, and for that there is no question of sin on their part. But if a man kills an animal for the satisfaction of his uncontrolled taste buds, he is responsible for breaking the laws of nature, and therefore he must be punished.
Yes, this is the responsibility of human life. The responsibility of human life, ordinarily you can understand, several times I've explained also, that even the state laws, they are meant for the human citizens. If a cat or a dog transgresses the law, there is no punishment or no arrest. Just like on the road, the direction is that when there is red light, you must stop your car. But if your dog passes in spite of the red light, he is not punishable because it is animal. Therefore, human life has got a very great responsibility. If you do not execute the responsibility, then by the laws of nature, again you are put into the cycle of cats and dogs. You cannot say that, no sir, I am not going to be cat again. No, the law is very strict. Daividhisa gunamai mama maya dhurutaya. He cannot surpass the laws of material nature, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. He cannot transgress any law. He knows that even for your personal, if you eat more, then immediately you are diseased, you'll be sick. He cannot transgress. Very nice thing. If you want to eat more, then next day you'll have to starve. You'll be sick. You have to accept exactly the same thing as it is allotted to you by the Lord. You cannot answer. Therefore, you have got very good. The only responsibility is that this human form of life is offered to us, to a living entity, for understanding, self-realization, athāta brahma jigyāsa. This is the Vedanta Sutra. Now this is the time for self-realization. Brahma. Brahma is the Supreme Spirit, or the part and parcel spirit. Brahma, God is called also Brahma, but he is Parabrahma. The Mahavadi philosophers, they cannot distinguish why this word is there, Parabrahma. Parabrahma means the Supreme Brahma. And Brahma is spirit. So we are also Brahma. Krishna is also Brahma, but he is Parabrahma. Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam is the chief Dhamma. Just like in our ordinary life, everywhere we have got some chief man, a leader. Just like you have accepted me as your leader. Similarly, the leaders of the leader, leaders of the leader, go on searching out. When you come to Krishna, he is the leader of everyone. That is Krishna. That's all. Ishara Parama Krishna. Everyone is Brahma or God, whatever you say, Ishara. But nobody is Parama. Parama means supreme. I can be controller of this institution. The president can be controller of this country, but nobody can claim that I am the supreme controller. That is not possible. That is only for Krishna. That post is for Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Rupa. So, he is controlling everything. It is stated in the Shastra, just like the bull or the horse is controlled by the rope. It is bound up in the mouth or in the nose. The driver is pushing little this way, immediately he has to turn this way. He's so powerful, he's so stronger than the driver. But in spite of the strength, he is managed to be kept in such a way as soon as the driver puts like this, immediately. He cannot say, the animal cannot say, no, I shall go this way. No. Similarly, Krishna, by the reins of the laws of nature, is keeping everyone under the control. The laws of nature as soon as puts this way, you have to go this way. This way, you have to go this way. You cannot say, I cannot go. This is the understanding of Krishna consciousness. Foolish people, rascal people, they are claiming to be independent. Nobody is independent. Nobody can be independent. His constitutional position is to be dependent. But if he keeps himself dependent under Krishna, then he's happy. Otherwise, he'll have to be dependent of Maya and suffer. He is responsible for breaking the laws of nature, and therefore he must be punished. Yes. Thank you.